The Bothan chief of security looked up, did a double take, then bolted out of her chair.
What is the meaning of this?
She demanded.
Where did you find him?
Wynne Dorvin stood in front of her desk, hands clasped before him, looking as mild-mannered as he always did on the holovids. With him were two guards, carrying an unconscious male human dressed in brown and tan robes. He was obviously a Jedi, but fortunately one unable to harm anyone right now.
Found him during a patrol in the corridor, one of them said. Don't know how he managed to break in, but it's a Jedi, all right.
Well done, Chief Luan, said Dorvin. I dare say, with a capture of a Jedi hitherto unknown to be on Coruscant, all of you are due for promotions. I have here an order from the Chief of State regarding this being's incarceration.
Luan read the order.
He's to be put in the same cell as Jedi Solo?
Of course, said Dorvin. It places less of a strain on the law-abiding, tax-paying citizens of Coruscant. I was just coming down to question the Jedi prisoner Solo when I came across the takedown. I'll speak to the Chief of State personally about how well all of you handled the situation.
Luan had been upset, but now was starting to become calmer. This was a good thing. Another Jedi behind bars. She and her team praised for the incident.
Thank you, sir. There's a pair of cuffs over there, if you...
The other guard chuckled.
Trust me, he's out like a light, he said. He'll be waking up in a prison cell.
Luan shrugged.
As you wish, he said. You brought him down in the first place. I'll log in your visit, Chief of Staff Dorvin. I'm glad to confirm that security is operating up to your expectations.
Indeed, it is, said Dorvin. Indeed, it is.